This is HealthLink on Air, Linda Cohen joining you. Headaches can affect the quality of life. Some people have occasional headaches that resolve quickly, while others are quite debilitated. And while these headaches are not life-threatening, they may be associated with symptoms that can mimic strokes and can be quite frightening. Here with more on all of this is Dr. Osama Abdelrezik, Assistant Professor of Ear, Nose, and Throat at Suez Canal University in Egypt. He's currently doing basic science research in the Department of Surgery at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Abdelrezik.
Thank you
for coming in. So headaches, they can be terribly debilitating, but diagnosing and classifying them can be very challenging. Tell me about that.
Yeah, headaches, you know, we have about 300 diagnostic entity in headaches, and it's no man's land. You know, it's like when we studied headaches in medical school, it's like parts, apart in neurology, apart in internal medicine, apart in otolaryngology. So the approach to headaches is not like we don't have a course about headache or something like that, which makes it challenging to most doctors. You know, here and now, the misdiagnosis of migraine is so large. It's around 80 to 88% of migraine headaches misdiagnosed as sinus headaches. And also for the cluster headaches, the misdiagnosis is very high. It usually takes around 9 years to reach the final diagnosis.
Wow.
9 years and 7 doctors.
Oh my goodness.
7 different doctors.
Wow.
But now
that's
it's
staggering.
Improved.
Well, let's get to actually defining what we mean by some of these things and help us understand what are the processes that you go through to actually come up with diagnoses. And clearly, you want the right diagnosis so you get the right treatment,
yes.
Right? So, let's start with this idea of primary headache. I understand that most of the common headaches are now classified as primary.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Primary means that the headache is the disease itself, nothing else. It's headache. So it's the symptom and it's the disease. Versus secondary headaches, which is secondary to some other disease, like if there's head trauma causing headache, this is a secondary headache. Cancer causing headache, this is a secondary headache. But the headache is the primary disease.
So what are the three? I know there are three types of headaches they talk about as being primary. Help us understand what the three are.
These three are the most important. It's actually more than three, but these three are the most important headaches. Most common is tension headache. We call it daily headache or the common headaches that patients have. Usually it's caused by, stress and mental tension and things like that. Maybe up to 90% of people at one time have this type of headache, like one time in their life. So it's very common. And tension headache usually is mild to moderate in severity. The pain severity is not that severe. And it usually lasts from 30 minutes up to 7 days.
Wow.
Yeah, so it might take
it can be quite annoying.
Yeah.
To say the least. And it's usually, as you said, sometimes it's brought on by stress. They don't really understand exactly what causes it.
Usually mental stress causing this type of headache. And it's usually due to muscle tension, you know, head muscles contracting, causing tension-like headache. And usually it's a benign headache with no problem and can be easily diagnosed from the history and
so
examination.
So that's the question. So how do you diagnose this? How do you know this is a tension headache and not something else?
Yeah, the characteristics of headache, you know, it takes its frequency and the timing, you know, like it's a long time. It responds to over-the-counter medication, usually like you know, the painkillers, the common painkillers people take for...
like Tylenol or Advil.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're almost diagnosing it by virtue of its treatment, its response to treatment.
Not exactly, but from the history more.
History and physical.
Yeah.
And actually the neurological exam should be
usually
normal,
yes. Yeah. There's no problem with that. And there is usually no family history of this headaches, like it's not hereditary or...
So basically, you treat it with things like over-the-counter medications like ibuprofen or acetaminophen, Tylenol, or naproxen, that kind of thing. But do you find also things like stress management or massage or yoga?
Sure.
Those things
also
help.
The medical treatment is for the acute attack, you know. But otherwise, we need to de-stress. This is the most important. like yoga, as you said, and relaxation therapy and biofeedbacks and all these things.
So the second most common type of primary headache is the migraine, and you alluded to that before. You said up to 80% are misdiagnosed.
Yes.
So tell us, what exactly is a migraine headache? And before we go on, children as well as adults can get them, is that correct?
Sure, yes. It's actually you can find migraine as young as maybe 7 or 10 years old, but the peak is from 22 to 55 years old.
And I read somewhere that before puberty, mm-hmm. boys and girls get it equally, but after puberty, it's almost exclusively, or they're more, not exclusively, yeah. more women than men.
Yeah. It's around 18% of women have migraine headaches, and 5% of men have migraine headaches.
What exactly is happening in a migraine?
The actual mechanism is, you know, it's very hard. We used to say like it's a constriction of the vessels of the brain and then dilatation, and the constriction causes the aura and dilatation causes the headaches. But now this proved to be wrong. So, yeah, so the new mechanism is getting harder and harder, you know, the pathophysiology of
headaches. So we don't really understand it.
We understand few things. We understand it's inherited. It's a brain disorder or neurological disorder that's inherited. They said now it's around 20 genes responsible for this abnormality and the brain. And this makes the brain susceptible to what we called a spreading depression of the brain cortex. So this causes the migraine headaches, and it activates, you know, there's a nerve in the face, that's a sensory nerve called the trigeminal nerve.
Trigeminal, yeah.
Yeah, so it activates this trigeminal system and causes headaches in these susceptible patients.
So we know that, help us remember what some of the symptoms are. People sometimes have eye pain, they have sensitivity to light and sound. What are some of the other things?
Yeah, so the diagnostic criteria for migraine is, we have some criteria. Usually it's, but not necessarily, it's unilateral, so half of the head.
One side.
One side. It's, but in maybe more than 30% issue, it comes on both sides. But it's important if it's one side, and it's throbbing. It's not like pulsating. The headache is pulsating, and this is very important. And usually it prevents the patient from regular activities, like he can't climb stairs, he can't, you know, do activities.
It's severity, really debilitating.
Yeah, severity of pain is from moderate to severe, not like tension headache, mild to moderate. This is moderate to severe headache. So, and in women, usually more than 70% needs to go in a dark room and have bed rest. They can't continue to work. And around 50% of men have the same problem. So,
if you're just joining us, you're listening to HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, along with Dr. Osama Abdelrazik, and we're talking about primary headaches and how to treat them. Getting back to migraine, how do you know you're not having a stroke? Because sometimes people have migraine headaches with paresthesia, meaning a numbness in their hands or even a weakness. How do you know the difference?
This numbness and weaknesses, it's a part of aura. The aura is usually visual. So we have like missing parts of the visual fields, or we have like flashes of light. And the difference between aura and what we call transit ischemic attacks is the duration. The aura usually takes from 5 minutes, not more than 60 minutes.
Not more than 60?
Yeah, not more than 60 minutes. So this is the aura. Neurological disease usually takes more than this. And aura is reversible, but others, transient ischemic attacks are also reversible, but if it's a stroke, it's irreversible. So, and also the history, you know, to diagnose migraine, we need 5 attacks with these, you know, characteristics to diagnose migraine, not from one attack. So it's very important when it's a new headache, it's a red flag. So
if it's a new headache, it's a red flag if you have some of those symptoms, you're saying.
Yeah, or if it change in the regular headache, like if I have this migraine symptoms for 10 years and they come at the same way and they increase the same way and disappear the same way, but now I have different, the symptoms are different. So this is a red flag. Maybe it's something else.
Do we know why some things are migraine triggers? Do they have any idea? Excuse me. Things like, what we know that there are hormonal changes can do it, stress can do it, loud noises, and certain foods. But do we understand why things like coffee or red wine or any of that actually triggers it? Do we know why?
For red wine, there's and like aged cheese, there's tyramine.
The tyramine.
Tyramine, yeah, which is causes this trigger, triggers this headaches. But, you know, otherwise, like, mental stress is the highest trigger. It's 80% of the patients.
Is it really?
Have, yeah, physical or mental stress can cause the, can trigger the headaches. And hormonal change in women, especially with menses. So it's like 70% of the trigger.
So what's the most the most effective treatment today?
I mean, for migraine?
Yeah.
You know, we have two types of treatment. We have what we call abortive treatment and the prophylactic treatment. Abortive treatment to abort the attack. When we have migraine, we need to abort the attack. And usually if it's mild to, or if it's not very severe, because usually it's not mild, so if it's not very severe, we can use over-the-counter medications like Tylenol, aspirin, things like that. But if it's severe enough, we should start with migraine-specific medications like the triptans or ergots or things like that.
So the triptans are like sumatriptan, Imitrex, those kinds of things, or Maxalt, Relpax. I'm just using names of the actual commercial names. Mm-hmm. But what do you think? So those are effective, and you say but the ones that are prophylactic are what, lifestyle changes, but there are also medications that are prophylactic.
Yeah. So some patients need prophylaxis because if you give these medications for a long time, the patient might develop rebound headache, which I'll talk about later. So we need to give a treatment to prevent the use of these analgesics or for a long time. So usually we give antidepressants, we give blood pressure lowering medications like we call it beta blockers. So
blockers and things that,
and also
calcium channel blockers.
Yes, and also anti-seizure drugs also helpful in this.
So those prevent them from even occurring.
Yeah, it usually the our aim is to reduce the frequency of attacks by 50%. And the severity of attacks. So usually if we can do that, this is a good prophylaxis.
Is Botox being effective these days in helping with migraine headaches as well?
The evidence for this is not so good for Botox.
Not clear.
And it needs a very large doses.
Okay. And things like yoga and all kinds of stress management
would really
be helpful as well.
And also some vitamins like vitamin B2 have very strong evidence in prophylaxis. Vitamin B2. So
I myself am taking vitamin B2 and have found a change. So I will tell you that is one case. It seems to be helping. Let's get to cluster headaches. We only have a little bit of time. What are they? Who gets them? And how are they treated?
Cluster headache is not as common as migraine or tension headaches, but it's actually the severest form of headaches. They call it suicide headaches.
Wow.
And I heard it from patients, many patients. They told me that they want to kill themselves because they can't take it. You know, it's so severe. So if we said that tension headache is mild to moderate, migraine is moderate to severe, this is severe to very severe. And it usually comes in attacks, in clusters. So usually like 2 months in the year, and then 10 months, okay, free from headaches, and then it comes again. In these 2 months, the headaches comes daily, maybe every other day, and other patients have up to 8 attacks per day.
And how is that treated?
This is treated also. We have like the abortive treatment and the prophylactic treatment. The abortive treatment, first thing, we have the 100% oxygen, breathing 100% oxygen at the flow.
So putting on an oxygen mask.
Oxygen mask at a flow rate from 7 to 15 liter per minute. And this is usually 80% effective. And the other thing is we give also the triptans.
So the same thing is for migraine as well.
And for the prophylaxis, we give a drug called verapamil, which is a calcium calcium channel blockers. But for verapamil to work, it takes usually 2 weeks. So we need a bridge treatment between the abortive and the maintenance treatment. We usually use either a nerve block. We block a nerve behind the ear. It can reduce the pain. Or we can give steroids.
So we only have a little bit of time left. Obviously, diagnosis is crucial so that the treatment can be crucial. And you just said, so the basic red flags to know you're not having something more serious are if it's a change in something. It's basically a new...
Yeah, if there's a change, and if there is a new headache after the age of 50, new appearance of headache after the age, or if there's other symptoms like headache with fever, headache with neck rigidity, it might be meningitis or something like that. So if a headache in a cancer-prone patient, it's also very important, a red flag.
Very helpful information. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing it. We covered a lot of territory. Thanks for staying with me. My guest has been Dr. Osama Abdelrezek, assistant professor of ear, nose, and throat at Suez Canal University in Egypt, and he's currently doing basic science research in the Department of Surgery at Upstate Medical University. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.